Dear friends, in the movie or the musical, you might say, of Beauty and the Beast, it's not shocking that I say this, there are two main characters. You know that. And aren't those two main characters really a study of contrast? First main character is the Beast. Now, the Beast isn't always the Beast in the story. He is a handsome prince that lives in an elegant palace out in a quiet and serene wood. But then a curse is cast upon the Beast, and that changes his appearance dramatically. Do you remember what he looks like? Maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know. Let me share some of the details. I'm not being judgmental when I say this, but he's ugly. Very ugly. His nose becomes like a pig snout, and he snorts all the time. His hair is not just on his head, but it's all over his body. He's quite beastly, you would say. His mood changes. He becomes off-putting and isolates himself. He doesn't want to be around anybody, and nobody wants to be around him. He roars tremendously, scaring anyone, keeping anyone coming close to his castle, his palace that has turned quite dark. He drools, and he's unable to contain the drool that drips down from his mouth. He's a hideous creature. He's ugly. Now the contrast. There's a second character in the movie, in the musical, and boy, is she different. She's gorgeous. Beautiful, you'd say. When she walks through the village, the rest of the villagers stop, and her beauty just fills the entire community. It's not just that she's gorgeous and beautiful on the outside, but she's also the picture of kindness. She's so sweet that everyone wishes that her kindness and sweetness was contagious and it would rub off on everyone else. She's considerate. She doesn't think about herself. She thinks about caring for her father who has some significant challenges and needs some care. In that story, Beauty and the Beast, I don't know, I'm assuming many of you know this story, no one would blame Beauty really wanting to have nothing to do with the Beast. It would make sense. They're so different. Beauty, gorgeous, Beast, ugly, nasty. Why do I prep Palm Sunday that way? I'll tell you why. This week is Holy Week, and today is the opening into some special days in the Christian calendar, you might say. Today is Palm Sunday. We're going to journey through the seven days of Jesus in which he was on the outskirts of Jerusalem, then came into Jerusalem, experienced what happened on Maundy Thursday with his disciples, then what he would experience on the cross, which was pain and pure agony when he died on Good Friday, leading to the empty tomb and his resurrection on Easter. You probably know the details, but it's important we read those every year and remember what those details are. We're going to do that here in peace in our readings. That's very important. But what I'd like to do is maybe do something that you've never heard before for Palm Sunday. And that is set a framework for how to look at all these events that are going to happen. Because there is a beauty, and there is most definitely a nasty beast. There are a lot of beasts in Holy Week, actually, if you think about it. Consider the soldiers. We just read some of their activities here in St. Matthew chapter 27. The soldiers, I'm going to characterize the soldiers that the soldiers did basically three things. The first thing they did, according to the gospel accounts, is that they whipped Jesus. They would have whipped him up to 39 times. That whip was a leather whip that had lead balls at the end. Brutal. What's the point of whipping someone? To beat them to the point of death and then walk away. That's what the whipping was about. That's the first thing they did. Then the soldiers did a third thing. I'm going to skip the second thing, and I'll come back to that in just a second. The third thing that the soldiers did was that they basically were the ones who crucified Jesus. They made him carry a cross beam out to the outskirts of a place called the Place of the Skull. They hung him on the cross. They watched him and mocked him as he stood up on the cross. Now, as I mentioned the first and third things, what I want to share with you is someone could make an argument that the soldiers, you can't blame them for being beastly simply because they were obeying commands from higher up authorities. That's what a soldier does. But it's the second thing that shows their beastliness. Do you hear it in the text? They spat upon Jesus. That's crazy.